Sos Emes in the sixth parasha shares a beautiful thought. We know that when Aaron HaKohen was nifter, the Anani HaKovid left Klal Yisrael, which means that the Anani HaKovid were with Klal Yisrael b'schus Aaron HaKohen. The Umos Arlan reacted to that. They indicated that was a simon that they're allowed to attack Klal Yisrael. We know that the Be'er in this week's parsha, Miriam and the Be'er was nifteris, and therefore the Be'er left Klal Yisrael, because we have the Be'er b'schus Miriam. Eventually, both the Anonim and the Be'er returned to Klal Yisrael b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the b'schus Moshe. We have the Mon, we have the Be'er, and we have the Anonim. So Sos Emes has a beautiful thought, and he ties that the three different matanas which are given to Klal Yisrael correspond to Eshel, to Achila, Shtia, and Levoya. So Achila obviously is the Mon, Shtia obviously is the Be'er, and as he looks, he sees the Anani HaKovid as being the Inyan of Levoya. The Klal Yisrael was accompanied by the Anani. The idea behind Levoya is there's an expression of love and care and concern, but the fact that I desire to be malava you, to accompany you. And the Rebbe showed a tremendous ava and chibah to Klal Yisrael, that he's taking them, he's accompanying the Klal Yisrael along the way. So theoretically, I think if you would say his full thought, the person saying, I really would like to accompany you the whole way and be there to protect you and take care of you, and but I can't, I have to go back to my home, etc. So I'm going to malava you as is possible to do, as much as I can do. But the concept of Levoya is this expression of the desire to care, to take care, to be there to protect you and to take care of you. The Bershom, as it were, is able to be Malava us constantly. And that's then on a covet, we're there. Each one of these elements, the achila, which is the primary sustenance of the person, is represented by Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Torah. And even though the other elements were given to Klal Yisrael in different schusim, eventually they return back to Klal Yisrael b'schus Moshe, which means, in other words, they return back to Klal Yisrael b'schus of the Torah. The Torah is able to give us the Shtia element as well, besides the Chila element, and the Torah is able to give us the Levoya element, the Chiba, and the sign of Ahava. The Bereshim is able to give it to us through the Torah that we have, the mitzvahs which were given, which the tzitzis which are on our begadim, and the tefillin which we wear on our body, on our heads, and our arms, the mitzvah mila. These mitzvahs are all different expressions of the Bereshim as being malava us. The mitzvahs are there to surround us, to be with us all the time. The mitzvah limud Torah, this person is supposed to do it constantly. They're there to protect us. They're there to surround us. They're to envelop us. So this is the thought that he says. He says that even though we do not see the element of Levoya, which Bereshim is doing nowadays, the way Klal Yisrael saw in the Midbar, they saw it in a visible way, the Madrega there that they were on, and the Bereshim had an Hanhaga with Klal Yisrael at that point in time, which was an open Hanhaga. The Bereshim is still alive of all of us. The Bereshim is still ties in the concept of the Levoya to the Yerushalmi. This is that we say Tefillas HaDerech because all Derachim are Becheskes Sakana. So in a homiletical sense, the path of a Neshama through this world is Becheskes Sakana, and we need that Levoya there, to be there to protect us, not from the physical dangers, but from the spiritual dangers, from getting lost along the way, and for the things which can waylay us and pull us away from what we're supposed to be doing. So the Bereshim does give us the kelim to be malavas, to take care of that the Torah mitzvahs which he gives us. So, but it's not done, the malachim which the Bereshim sends, ki malachav yitzav aloch, the malachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are the messengers that he's sending us. Part of those messengers is the Torah mitzvahs that we receive along the way, which give us a direction, give us a protection, give us a purpose, allow us not to get waylaid and get lost along the way. Have a good Shabbos.